This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, the one and the only, G. Edward Griffin is going to be joining us. We'll be taking your calls in the second part of that interview. Then Paul Watson will be commanding, chairing, anchoring, producing the fourth hour. So much to break down here. I want to play this clip. It's a long clip. It's a monotone, but the information is very, very, very important. Tucson cop says anti-Trump protesters most hateful people he's ever seen. And it went on to say that the media doesn't portray that. They act like it's Trump's fault. So that's why Watson writes with this lady attacking the horse and the police, you know, Trump needs to disavow this lady immediately because all the violence is his fault. When they go out and do these things, it's his fault. After all, the Chinese communist leader said so. It's his fault they have mobile execution vans. It's his fault they have suicide nets. It's his fault they have rivers that catch on fire. It's his fault that the ruling class over there is tax exempt. It's his fault. It's his fault. It's his fault. It's his fault. NAFTA and GATT, even though we opposed him, it's his fault. And so for the masses of people that are dumbed down, that just sounds good to them. Just like they want free health care. They forget they were supposed to get free health care under Obamacare. So now they want Bernie Sanders to give them free health care. They're just desperate zombies. They're mentally ill. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result. And they just literally believe Cuba, I heard this in college, and Russia is a utopia. They actually believe England has better health care than we do. As screwed up as ours is. They just aren't cultured. They're not informed. They're pseudo. They're in a dream that they're smart. They read a book. Let's go to this clip of this police officer.
But I personally feel uncomfortable. I felt like at any moment with the climate of these protesters, this wasn't the people that was involved in Trump's rally. It was these protesters that at any moment I could get sucker punched by somebody because they're just outrageously screaming and yelling and not really saying anything but hateful slurs, calling them a racist, calling people that were involved racist and haters. And the funny thing is these people are the most hateful, evil people that I've ever seen. I could not believe what I saw.
That's right. He goes on for 10 minutes. You've got to go see these people for yourself. They'll walk over and go, I'm going to kill you and your family. And you turn around and go, go ahead and hit me, Alex. Go ahead and hit me. I'm like, you're not a communist. You work for the establishment. That's right, we do. We're going to get you. And you've got to see them for yourself. You've got to see them to believe it and to know what you're dealing with. I'm going to play a clip here. Migrants attack 60 Minutes crew in Sweden. Any crew, people bring food or money into these refugee camps, they just beat you up, they attack you. Because these aren't even the regular Muslims. These aren't real refugees. These are military-age men and thugs from North Africa, the Middle East, everywhere else, just beating everybody up. You don't go to a train station and have a crew. And just all over Sweden, people just wander around beating everyone up. And the police in the video won't even help them. Read the story, see the videos, Infowars.com. It goes on and on and on. Again, it's in Swedish, so we're not going to play it here for radio listeners, but we're playing video for viewers. And then they are attacking people in wheelchairs. That's another thing about these jihadis, man. They really love beating up women and old people and stuff. I've never seen such cowardly filth in my life. I mean, I just have an instinctive thing not to attack children or women. Now, I see some big, tough, mean thug guy. Acts like he wants to fight me. I want to fight him. Bigger and meaner, I just can't help. But just women and children? Man, I tell you, it just makes me want to throw up. That there's just, where do these people come from? Who were their parents? What's in their genes? I just don't understand it. And why are we ruled by this trash? We'll be back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the Alex Jones Show. Well into the third hour now. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The balance of the hour, G. Edward Griffin, is our guest. And, of course, he is the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's right, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Fifth edition is out. And I guess this book was first published, was it 25, 30 years ago? Maybe longer. Of course, Ron Paul has written a lot about the book, talked a lot about it. Well, I'll tell you, 30 years ago, maybe 1 out of 100 people knew the Federal Reserve was private, and that its shareholders were secret. But now today, most people know it's private, and most people know it runs the economy. We've played clips from CNBC, you name it, where they go, aren't we all just slaves of the Federal Reserve and international banks? Don't they run and own everything now? And then all five pundits agree. So now that we've had this big victory and we've gotten to the point, thanks to Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and countless others that came before him to expose it, where do we go from here? Because I showed an article earlier in the broadcast from the Boston Globe from last Friday. Vote all you want. The secret government won't change. I'm going to read some quotes from this in this hour. We've gotten to the point where they now go, okay, the communist Chinese do own our debt and do tell us what we can do. Okay, we're going to let Mexico have people come here and vote. That's in Bloomberg today. Stop Trump movement gets boost from Mexico's efforts in the U.S. Oh, they are handing out driver's licenses. This is happening. So we now see how America is to be conquered and brought down. Gilbert Griffin is an expert, filmmaker, you name it, going back to the 60s, exposing the nightmare of collectivism, fascism, socialism, communism, all different flavors. Like, you know, Jim Jones had cherry Kool-Aid, grape Kool-Aid, coconut Kool-Aid. They all had cyanide in it. So there's different flavors, but it's pretty much the same thing at the end of the day, command and control. He's the head of Freedom Force Rising across the world, great organization educating people. And I want to ask him, where are we historically? Is this giant leftist move funded by the big banks and the foundations and universities? The red flags are settling in the streets everywhere. The radical jihadis being brought in destabilized. They seem to be launching everything they've got. Is that a counteroffensive or a final offensive? Because they're weak in many ways. And so I think they're pulling out all the stops to try to dominate and crush a burgeoning liberty movement they can see the metrics of that will defeat them. In Hillary's own words, she's losing the info war. Or am I being too optimistic? I want to get his view on Donald Trump and so much more in this hour with the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. Great to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. I really enjoy your introduction. It looks like we have a lot of ground to cover today.
Where would you like to start? There's so much.
Well, you know me, I like to start with the big picture and then move into the details. Your question regarding where do we stand in the tableau of history or the movement of history, I think is a good one, because I know that it's true that history does repeat itself. There's no question about that. But every once in a while, something new happens in history, some little detail that's never really developed before. And I think we're living through that situation right now. We've come to a point in the evolution of communication and the concentration of command, as you put it so well, the globalization of society that the world has never experienced before. So in the past, we've always had lots of options. You could escape from one country, go to another country. You could cash in your currency for one nation and go buy the currency of some other nation, all these things. You had some options. And I think one of the characteristics of our day is that our options are being narrowed constantly. We can see that every day. Fewer places to turn. This has never happened before. And I think the trend, therefore, that we're looking at, what's happening to us, what's happening to America, has to be viewed in that context, that the old rules may not apply. For example, you often hear, well, the economy always bounces back, doesn't it? I mean, we've been through this before. We've had ups and downs. We've had booms and busts, but we always come back. And that is true. That's the repeating of history that I was talking about. But yet, there's something new here. And the idea was that we had something to come back to, that there was a choice. There was another way. We could come back to the free market, for example, get rid of all of the machinations of the market that usually destroy markets, and go back to the concept of freedom of choice again. And therefore, nations and economies can rebuild, and they can grow to proportions that never had been seen before. That's a different scenario today. The whole trend of the international scene today is to get rid of that option, so there's no way to go back. You're just stuck with what you've got, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And the end of that line is not an option to go back, but to just buckle under and live under whatever the powers that be decide is best for us. That's the most disturbing part of all this, because I think our time is running out. Don't ask me how much time we have. The question always comes up, but I don't know. I have a feeling that it's coming up within a generation where maybe there will be no turning back. So that's the first observation I'd like to make, is that the decisions that are facing the American people today have a new characteristic to them. It's a little frightening, but by the same time, it's hopeful in that once if we're, let me not say once, but if we're able to accelerate and extend this awakening that you were mentioning just a moment ago in your introduction, that people are now aware of the Federal Reserve. They're aware that we have no options. They're aware that these things are being done to us. They're aware that our leaders are sort of thumbing their nose at us and saying, what are you going to do about it, you know? And so where does that go? I think we see these two forces that are rising at the same time. Of course, the forces of totalitarianism are well in advance, and we're coming along latecomers. But we're gaining on it. We're gaining on it. And I think as we come to the finish line, it's going to be a very close call. And so there's a certain franticness, I think, that we see in the parts of these totalitarian forces. They want to finish the job real soon, because otherwise the awakening that is now going on may overcome them, and they also will lose the option.
I agree. I want to expand on that. They're panicking. They went from denying all this to now just being arrogant and saying, you poor, pathetic white people, your jobs will never come back. You don't have jobs, not because of globalism, because you were lazy and dumb. In National Review, and just the weaponization of media and the nakedness of, okay, we are run by shadow groups, big deal. And the Financial Times of London saying, and now for world government. Of course there's world government. And we're authoritarian because we know best. I think their attempt to just break our back and bully us is backfiring, and I think they're really insulated despite a lot of their smarts. They're not smart enough to realize that, A, they're killing the golden goose, bringing in totalitarianism that'll hang them as sure as it hangs us, but also at the same time, they really do think, because there's all these yes men around them, that they're insulated, and history shows that's just not the case.
Well, I share that point of view. It's an optimistic point of view in a time when it's hard to find optimism, but I do agree. I think that human nature is the one force that is the most powerful of all. It rises above economy, it rises above sociology, it rises above politics. Human nature is such that we have this innate desire for justice, and we may have trouble trying to figure out what is just because we're fed false information. You know, we're told that the good guys are really the bad guys, and so we're irate because we have the desire for justice, and so we sometimes attack the good guys simply because of the info war that you talk about has convinced us that they are really the bad guys. So that's a problem, but still, human nature is such, and although our desire for justice and fairness and our innate wanting everybody to benefit, even though we may be a little selfish, and we say, well, we want to benefit first, you know, that's natural, that's part of our human nature, too. We have to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of others in need. We have to take care of our families first so that now we can take care of others that may need help. That is true, but still, we want the best for most people. So all of those things are not ever going to change, and even though a totalitarian system may be forced upon us globally, and I think they're calling me from Washington now to say that I'm on the wrong track. But anyway, in spite of that, human nature, I think, eventually will rise above that. The only trouble with that scenario is that it may take a long time. And I really don't want to see it take 1,000 years. I want to see this reversal happen, if not in my lifetime, certainly in the next generation.
Let me ask you about Donald Trump and a bunch of other issues when we come back, and geopolitical issues as well, but just separately. Isn't the problem with even having a partial free market is that it creates so much wealth that we let our kids and grandkids get decadent, disconnected, and then allow them to be brainwashed at the foundation-controlled universities? I mean, I think that really, out of everything, that really simplifies it, is that people are being raised by TV, raised by college, raised by state-run schools. They've got everything so good, but they have class envy. You know, seeing the Kardashians, and so they feel inadequate. And Bernie Sanders says, hey, I'm going to give you everything free. And so they're just basically beguiled by that because they've never had to actually fend for themselves.
Well, it's certainly true. That's part of the human nature formula, too. But I think we have to recognize that there are two forces here. One is the natural force. These things do take place over a period of time. Societies that prosper do decay. That's the repeating of history we're talking about. But the new element is that there are groups who are consciously accelerating that.
Yes.
They know that, and they're playing upon it because it'll benefit them right now.
And by the way, it's declassified. The CIA, run by foreign groups by the 60s, was trying to subvert the family and break things down to make us all atomize and by ourselves. It's all public. the deviant TV, the art. It's not like I can't handle deviants like I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. The point is they're targeting kids, folks, before they've grown and developed an understanding of it to screw them up. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. I mean, this is not a government for and of and by the people. It's a government for and by eugenicists and a technocratic tyranny.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
I've got so much I want to talk about with G. Edward Griffin. But I know you want to talk to him, too. So we're going to open the phones up for any comments or questions you have for him in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
Grave digger.
They're digging America and the West and the Renaissance grave. the return of the oligarchies and royalty of rule by the new environmental church is here. In the UN's own words. In my film Endgame, we show the UN statements from the 70s, how they wanted to bring back feudalism, feudal religion. They even said human sacrifice would be good. Stop venerating humanity. The elite want us to not value individuals. Oh, but they value their lives, though. G. Edward Griffin is our guest, realityzone.com, freedomforceinternational.org. We'll talk about some of that, too, before he leaves us. This is a short segment, G. Edward, so let me just get to the Trump situation. Then I want to ask you about the mainlining of no criticism of China now and their horrible human rights abuses, no criticism of Cuba, and they're pitching it like we're going to democratize Cuba by leaving communists in and bringing in multinationals who will make perfect sweetheart deals basically for slave wages, the Chinese model of foreign capitalists working with communists. I mean, it's so sick to watch the immorality and to just see how they are merging us into this global system, just as you and others warned back in the 1960s.
Well, my comment on that is that what we see unfolding is, to me, a kind of a refreshing development, because the issues that previously have been well hidden from view are now right on the surface, as you have so dramatically pointed out. It's right there in your face. And they like to put it in your face because they want to, they're boasting it. They're at that stage right now. And the issue I'm talking about is the fact that this whole phony baloney message that we have been getting over the past 50, 60 years about communism versus capitalism, socialism in there, and fascism and Nazism, and left and right, and Republicans and Democrats, all of these splits, it's all phony, because when you look at the leaders in all of these groups, they share the fundamental idea, the fundamental philosophy beneath all of this is the same, and you used the word in your introduction, it's collectivism. You accurately said that all these other things are merely different flavors or different labels. You peel off the label and underneath it you find this thing called collectivism. Now, collectivism has two layers also. On the surface, it's an ideological thing. It's a concept that they teach in school. You know, it's for the greater good of the greater number. We must sacrifice the individual if necessary for society and all that sort of thing. And that's an ideological gloss over the top of it, and it makes the young people especially, and me, I might add, also, I fell for that when I was in school. It made me feel good that we were taking care of the greater good, you know, the greater number. But now we come to this point where the gloss is coming off, and we see that underneath that, there's still one more level. And that is that this is nothing but organized criminality. We are looking at an international criminal syndicate that really is using ideology and is using all these phrases to appeal to that desire for justice.
In their own words, weaponized ideology.
Weaponize it, and that's what they have done. And so that makes us focus finally on the real essence of this battle. It's a criminal group, and they don't care whether they're from Russia or France or England or the United States or Poland. It doesn't make any difference. They all are brothers.
And they just exactly, and they opportunistically share formulas. They have summits, as you know. They share ideas of scams. They're always fine-tuning them. They're jumping on both sides of an issue, playing us all off against each other.
Exactly. So that's now so close to the surface, if not on the surface, that I think anybody can see it. So now we can finally begin to cut through all of that propaganda and say our common enemy is not communism, socialism, fascism. It's not China. It's not Cuba. It's not the Republicans and Democrats. It's a mentality. It's an ideology. Well, not even an ideology. It's a criminal mentality.
I was about to say, when you run into communists on the street, they're not well-meaning, bleeding hearts. Those are their minions. They want to kill people and they want power. They're just hateful trash.
Well, a lot of the young people are, because they've been agitated. You know, when I was young, I read a lot of communist material, training manuals, I might add. I even participated in a couple of training courses. And the idea was to agitate people to the point where you fill them with hate so they stop thinking. And then we'll go out and do whatever you want. They try to create cannon fodder, in other words.
That's right. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. Creature from Jekyll Island is the book. We're going to come back and take your calls and get into Donald Trump. where he sees things going, areas that he has noticed are successful, and where he sees some rays of sunshine. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They call it social signaling. There's other terms for it where you go along with political correctness just because you want to be polite. And they take the fact that Americans of every stripe, on average, just want to work hard and be successful and have a good future for them and their families. And so they use our well-meaning inclinations against us. And that's why it's time to be very stern with these people and get back in their face and use original language, because now they're saying don't use the word mother or father or boy or girl or he or she at universities and high schools and elementary schools. Say she or he. Again, they can get you to talk like some type of UFO cult. They got you. They just sit back and see, what can we get them to do? Well, let's have MSNBC come out and say your children belong to the state. We're going to forcibly inoculate you. We're going to bring illegals in and pay to keep them here and make them citizens. We're going to fly planes in every day to Texas and New York and from foreign countries, and no one's ID is even checked, but you are going to go through a naked body scanner. You must stop complying with the police state. And not because you want to kill cops or hate the police themselves. It's Congress. It's the leaders. It's the globalists that are turning us into a Chinese-style tyranny. And just like a communist-style tyranny, exempting when and whenever they want in our face to set the precedent that they are above the law. It is an inversion of reality. We're going back to G. Edward Griffin in just a moment, realityzone.com, Freedom Force International, and your phone calls. Just briefly, we have two specials that are ending today, and they will end today. Anthony came at the start of the show, and he goes, this is a really popular sale. We need to keep it going one more day. This is how we fund the operation. I said, yeah, but sales got in when I say. So I'm getting better and better about them ending right when I say they will. But it goes to midnight tonight, and then the shopping cart is going to go back to the regular price. 37% off Survival Shield Mason I9X2. One of the key missing links out there, the good halogen that so many people are deficient in. It's amazing. 37% off. Just try it. Read all about it. The thyroid, the gut, all of it. It's a major game changer. Just like if you don't have vitamin C, you'll die. If you don't have this, you'll die. And so many people are woefully deficient. It is so key. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And also, last chance to get a free colloidal silver toothbrush when you buy Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. $19.95. We get it private label from the biggest high-quality lab in the country. Same ones that supply the big Whole Food stores. They sell for $24.95 or even more. We sell the exact same bottle, private labeled, $19.95. And you get a free toothbrush that sells for like $8 in stores. Okay? But it's basically a $5 value, and we are doing that. So that's like $10 off what this should be. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's fundamental. I could sell our Super Male Vitality for $30 more. That's the industry standard for something this good. I got a probiotic coming out. I could sell for $130. I sell for $80. That'd be discounted. People say they won't appreciate it if you discount and have almost no profit. But I my audience isn't the average person out there. Okay? They understand I'm selling you something really good at a low cost because I want you to get a great deal and I want to dominate the market. And that's what's happened. We sell more colloidal silver than Whole Foods does from the manufacturer, they told us. Than the whole chain. Because we sell it for less. I mean, now, we don't make much on it, so it takes a lot to run this operation. And that's just one item of tens of thousands they sell. But the point is, we're trying to duplicate that on so many other fronts. It's made right here in America. So check out the whole line of products, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We don't get stimulus money like NPR or PBS or MSNBC gets government money. We're funded by you buying our high-quality products. That's why the media freaks out and goes, he sells books and T-shirts and videos and vitamins. What a kook. Oh, I'm so horrible. All those big channels sell vitamins and stuff. All of them do it, all of them. And then they get government money on top of it, and then I'm bad because I sell high quality that the nutraceutical sites love, the supplement Nazis love, because I went out and hired the most neurotic, well-known companies out there because I knew I'd be a target of regulators, everybody else. That's why everything we've got is California standard. That's made where you can't pass it. I thought about not even going to that level because there's so many stuff we can't carry or produce. But I'm on a rant here. It's just kind of a free market angle as well. Both these specials in today. Get the free toothbrush, the discounted colloidal silver, the Survival Shield 37% off, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com. And know your purchase funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. I want to go to phone calls, but going back to G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward, looking at those points, Trump, I want your, obviously you're going to tell me your real view on him. I want to see, obviously, what you see as victory points. I see organic food 30 years ago. You couldn't get it anywhere. It was very expensive. As people bought it, though, it built the market. Now it's supplanting GMO, pushing it off shelves, even at Walmart and Target. That's an example of us changing our habits, voting with our action, game over. I see examples of they're trying to ban guns, but everybody's going out and getting people to shoot. The gun culture is growing. There's so many examples where everybody's going analog or low-tech with washers and dryers and appliances because they work better, they don't break, and they don't cost as much. That kills the whole smart grid. That's what the taxes and control is. There's hundreds of other examples, but I just see people realizing the power they have to shop local, to be involved in mom-and-pop operations, as another front line against the globalists. And again, it goes back to individual actions that end up helping the collective but aren't directed by a top-down system. So Trump, solutions, good things you see happening, and what you think the big hurdles are as well. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's a big category. Let's just start with your comments on the Ma and Pa operation. I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. The essence of a free market is the ability to enter the market at the low level. And that's the very reason that the collectivist system has to have so many regulations and controls, supposedly in the name of protecting the people, of course. They always have that out there as their excuse. But the real advantage to the collectivist is that it eliminates entry into the system. You can't just go out and set up your coffee table or your card table and sell lemonade on the street anymore, because you've got to have a license now, and you've got to have somebody test your lemonade to make sure it's pure and all that sort of thing. Well, that's an absurd example, but it does happen. We see it all over the place where little ma and pa operations are going out of business, little local hardware stores going out of business because they cannot compete with the big chains and the big box stores. Well, it's not just because the big box stores have the lower prices and all and the big deals. It's also because of the regulations that they have to comply with. If you try and sell vegetables that you grow in your own backyard, you can sell them pretty cheap down there at the farmer's market every Thursday if you want to, but they won't let you do that because now you have to have a license, you have to have certain prove that you're using certain fertilizers and regulations. So yes, you're right on target. Everyone, I think, understands that the collectivist system that's building around us does not want the small ma-and-pa operations because they're harder to control. So naturally, the big companies, they go along with it because they're protected. If the big company has a problem with the profit margins, they simply go to Washington, spend a few $1,000, a few $100,000. They buy a couple of politicians and they get legislation passed that makes it okay for them. And it allows them to do certain things that they couldn't do in an honest free market. So that's my comment, and I think everybody understands that's what's going on. It's one of the things we have to reverse. It's one of the dangers, it's one of the pitfalls of collectivism, is that it will always destroy the market for the little guy. And it'll always ensure monopolies, which is a side issue, because most people think that the only way to prevent a monopoly is to have government regulations that forbid it. It's just the other way around. Monopolies can never really last. They can never exist for very long at all and without government protection. Every time a monopoly exists, it runs to Washington and insists, or whatever government they exist in, and they buy politicians to pass laws that will ensure that their monopoly stays as a monopoly and prevents competition from knocking them off. So anyway, it's one of those things that the people down there in the street, protesting against the capitalist system, or what they think is the capitalist system, they have to realize that the system they're protesting against is really a collectivist system. Some people would call it a communist system or a socialist system. It's all the same. It's a collectivist system.
And as it becomes more and more centralized, the prosperity goes, and they're taught, call for more collectivism, that'll fix it.
Yeah. Of course, that's the absurdity of it, and you see these people on the streets, and they're filled with rage. And as I said earlier, before, I understand that, because the textbooks teach how to create rage. They get young people, preferably young people, idealistic young people, into the streets, protesting on behalf of what they think is an honorable objective, higher wages, let's say, or an end of the war, whatever is good in your heart, you feel that's good. You get them out there on the streets, but then you manipulate them so that they're in confrontation with the police. The police have to do their job. They have to push them back. And then somebody, probably an agent provocateur, throws a fireball into the mix. And all of a sudden, the water hoses come on and the gas and the mace comes out. And people feel that. The protesters get gas, they get water hose, and from that
now they've been victimized. Now they've been validated. Now the malice come to them and say, don't worry, we're going to overthrow and kill all these people.
That's right, and they're filled with rage because they felt that pressure. They felt that water hose. They smelled that mace and so forth. So now they're changed. They're a different person. They're ready to kill. And this is a scientific process that goes on, and we have to recognize that. So that's my comment on that, and I suppose the most interesting thing in the news today is what about Trump, And I know I've been trying to avoid that issue quite a bit because I know it's controversial, but might as well jump right into it. I think that Donald Trump is an amazing phenomenon in that he's doing what I would have considered to be impossible a few months ago. He's actually challenging the established political monopoly. He's actually shaking him up. And for that, I wish him good luck. Anything that would break up the establishment monopoly.
But is he only doing that to terrorize him and to making a deal with him to make him regional king?
Well, now we go to a little deeper. What is his motive? And there are lots of possible reasons there. First of all, the one you just mentioned. Maybe he's playing the game to create more violence so that we can have an excuse for martial law. Maybe he's just setting up the scene so that when the nominations come at the GOP that people will accept a new dark horse candidate like Romney, for example, as the final solution to put forth a candidate that doesn't trigger all of this violence. Maybe it's a ploy at that level. I don't know. And maybe it's just an accident of history that somebody is playing upon the anger of the American people. They're so fed up, as we've been saying, by watching this happening.
And well, that's where I come from. Regardless, he's saying things that even if he is a shill, is damaging the power structure so much, that's why they're hitting the panic button. They don't know what he's doing. They don't know if he's going to make a deal. But the Republican leadership won't even meet with him. And I've talked to a bunch of insiders. They say, no, Trump has been a sleeper cell. He actually is aware of the New World Order even before you were on air, Alex. And just get ready. Next week he's going to come out against the Federal Reserve. Happens. Next week he's going to do this. And then I've had Trump point blank tell me, you know, thank you for what you're doing. Don't worry. I know what's going on. I'm going to take these globalists on, make America great again. And he's just dumbing it down for the public. I think he really could be real. But regardless, he's a manifestation of the grassroots explosion.
Yeah, and the thing that bothers me about not Trump, but the whole issue surrounding Trump, is that we're back to the same old game again of looking at personalities. It seems like it's the contest of slogans and sound bites. Did he really say that? Now, how are people going to react to that? What's his popularity this week? Is it going up or down? And what are they going to do over here? You know, all about Trump, all about the election process, and not one time do we hear anything about the principles, what he believes in, his ideological, political principles. He's going to do this, he's going to do that. Now he loves the Mormons. We hear that. We heard that the other night. He loves everybody. No matter who he talks to, I love you. You know, I love you. You're good. And that's his style. And everybody, they love it. You know, I mean,
the truth is he is being populist, actually unifying around nation state and sovereignty and against globalist trade deals. So,
Yeah. So anyway, I just don't. The thing that bothers me is not Trump so much. It's the process of covering the Trump phenomenon. Is that at no point are we talking about fundamental principles like the free market, for example?
Now, sure. Do you like the fact he wants to audit the Fed?
Not particularly. That's easy to say. Any politician, no matter what they believe at this stage in the game, says, "Yeah, I'll audit the Fed."
Let me ask you this: who do you like then? I mean, do you trust Cruz?
Alex, my mantra is I will never vote for anybody that I don't think represents my political view. I would never vote for the lesser of two evils. I might vote for the greater of two goods, but never for the lesser of two or three or four evils. And I think that's what's been pushing the country into despair for so long. We've been playing that game.
Sure. What is it about Trump then that has the establishment having a cardiac arrest?
Well, he's breaking the their control. I mean, I don't think they control the guy. Now, it's possible that they do, and it's a game, you know. But I just don't think that. In other words, he's not a member of the club. He hasn't paid his dues. And I think that's the main thing.
That's what Gingrich said. He hadn't been initiated the secret societies.
Yeah, and that was a figure of speech, of course. But anyway, because Gingrich himself has. We know that. But anyway, the thing that I'm looking at is that If Trump does go in and receive the nomination, we need to look at who the vice president will be, because Trump himself is only a bullet away. And they'll probably put a CFR guy, and he'll be surrounded by CFR people. So in the long game here, it's not going to make an awful lot of difference if Trump is surrounded by CFR people, because it'll be like Reagan to a certain extent. You know, the president really can't do much. He's surrounded by all of his advisors and his administrators.
Well, that's what this article in the Boston Globe says, is that the permanent bureaucracy and the foreign interests run everything. And this is like mainline top government advisors saying this. So I wonder why they are getting to the point of throwing this out in our face, G. Edward.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a couple of things come to mind. First of all, they have no choice. It is in our face. And so rather than try to hide it, I think they're probably trying to ride it as though it's their idea.
Sure, they're hiding it in plain view just to try to standardize it. I agree. Let's talk to Sherry. We're going to break about a minute and a half. But Sherry in Oregon, you got a question or comment for G. Edward. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I haven't ever talked on the radio show, but I come across an info that was very game-changing from all this thing is happening, because I heard from a very good friend of mine overseas that they were talking about that this whole agenda was well thought about. All of this is happening with Trump, everything, because Obama and the people as global, they wanted him for head of the UN. And once he becomes, now everything it makes sense why he's in Cuba, why he done everything like that, because once he gets that powers of being the head of UN and doing all these things, what they're doing with Obama, you know, Trump, and they're going to be a riot, and they all make sense, and country.
Hold on, stay there, man. I'm going to come back and flesh out. He's saying Trump's going to work with them to run the U.S., Obama will be at the U.N., because that is an angle I want to discuss with G. Edwards. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business. Free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Crashing the line. lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. Now, he ever's going to be with us under 5 minutes the next hour to take these calls. Paul Watson's coming up with all the latest breaking news, always hard-hitting. Paul does a great job when he hosts the fourth hour. The whole crew does, but Paul is particularly hard-nosed and focused. Let's go back to Sherry. Sherry, crystallize what you're saying. I mean, I get what you're saying about Obama and the UN. It's no secret that Hillary wants that. Bill Clinton wants it. Obama wants it. He's been positioning himself for that for a long time. Tony Blair wants to be the head of the UN. These globalist leaders, they want to graduate, you know, out of the nation state to the international. So that's part of the scam. But are you saying Trump's involved in that, or what were you saying?
Not at all. I'm just saying that right now, when they have all these riots and everything happening against Trump in the street, is well thought out, because what's happening in here, it makes so much sense to me that if the Obama becomes head of UN, he's not going to be able to do that if the America is strong or the people are against all of this.
Absolutely, absolutely, because the entree is to bring us fully into the world government for Obama or others to be rewarded. That's an important part of this. I mean, the Strong Cities Initiative with the Justice Department admits putting cities under UN edict. I mean, it's just unprecedented, G. Edward.
Well, it is unprecedented, but not surprising, because they've been predicting it for a long time. They've, you know, written about how this has to evolve, and they've said that you don't build a world government all at once. You have to build it piecemeal, and you have to do it in such a way that those people who are being inconvenienced by it, who are giving up certain prerogatives, giving up liberties, giving up property rights, and so forth, it's a little piecemeal so that they don't object to it. And they'll take a little bit of it, whereas they wouldn't take a lot of it all at once. So we know that's the strategy, to do it in a gradual
way. Sure, and they sell it in the, quote, minority areas on the border and things, like, we'll stop the bad cops, we'll stop people being mean to you. The UN is here. It's just so sick. Let's talk to Pat in Florida. You're on the air with G. Edward Griffin. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Wow, what an incredible honor it is to speak with you, Mr. Griffin and Alex Jones. My goodness, you guys are awesome.
Sweetheart, you're awesome. What's your point?
Well, I've got a couple of questions for you. What can a single woman do who owns a house, you know, just do to prepare for all this? I've bought a lot of your products. I got the water filter. I think I'm preparing, but you
Well, that's just healthy, not drink a bunch of poison water, but yes, and support the broadcast. Thank you. What can you do? I would say, number one, meet local like-minded people that are into liberty. Get involved in issues, and having friends you can count on, each other, that's the truest safety net of anything out there. Have a garden. You're already, you know, getting healthier. I mean, that right there. G. Edward?
Yes, I agree. That's the first step, is to not be alone. You've got to find people who are like-minded. But once you get your security in place, and it's a defensive mode that you have to take first, now I think in order to look at the long view, we have to push back. We have to not just defend ourselves, but counterattack. We have to take the initiative. We must look at a plan where we can recapture this system. We can get the collectivist mentality out of it and replace it with people who have no...
Let me ask you this great point. What about the tactic where they infiltrate, act like they're patriots, and then are really communist, socialist, and fascist? We won't do that as moral people. I couldn't make that, but I happen to know some people are actually going that route now, the military, you name it, and there are people, what you call sleeper cells, not to do crimes, but to fight the takeover, people that have actually been embedded in the system so they can leak intel. What do you think of that?
Well, I agree with you that we cannot use deception, but moving into the establishment and occupying important positions is a very smart move. But we have to do that, but we don't have to use deceit. We just have to be open about it. This is why we're here.
That's right. We're here to defend the Republic. We're here to help. Thank you so much, ma'am. We're going to come back with more calls in 70 seconds with the author of The Creatures from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. We'll give you his website as well. Stay with us. Fourth hour straight ahead. Infowars.com/show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.